My particular approach to punditry is to project from my own experience and the observed actions of my immediate peers a tendency or a trend, political or social, because of the observed problem. I rise today to discuss one that has not been much dealt with, but I now understand to be a really serious drug problem in America. Not many people are aware of the amphetamine marketplace in America, starting in the middle 50s when various appetite depressants and other energy aids became available by prescription in America, Preludin, Dexamil, Dexedrine, etc., etc. And the housewives of America all began scrubbing the back of their refrigerators with a toothbrush during their off hours. In fact, it is characteristic of the amphetamine drug relationship that women have traditionally suffered more from the drug. Men, you know, we do it, but we don't usually turn into loose tooth speed freaks with bad skin. Well, that problem, which was not around when I was experiencing most of this in the early 60s, and it was all quality drugs being diverted from the major manufacturers who were selling them still to housewives, those drugs were mild compared to the world today of biker-cooked crank. And unfortunately, what's now appearing to happen, and as I look back now has happened over a period of time, is that women who, by the nature of their role in society, are multitaskers of the first water, who are always behind on all of the things that they need to get done on the to-do list, women are particularly susceptible once they reach a certain age. Once you are no longer a party girl, but you still have too much to do and you want to stay up late and do stuff and write things and try and have a little bit of expression for whatever used to be your artistic mint, all of those things combine to create a syndrome in which a lot of women around 50, one side or another, suddenly decide to reintroduce meth into their lives, which is A, a bad idea, B, the quality of the meth these days is likely to destroy them, and C, it creates a failure factor. You can't make it. You cannot take enough to catch the energy to get all of the things done that you think you need to do. And as a result, you become really speed queen crazed. You throw tantrums. You lie to keep your habit secret. And eventually, when you get caught, you wind up in a lot of deep trouble for having picked up a habit that would be destructive even if you didn't get intervened for. I have unfortunately seen it several times in my own life. I've been in denial about it, not wanting to believe that women with whom I was associated closely were lying to me on that level. But unfortunately, that is part of the operation when you start doing speed. Women should be warned. The effect of speed has never been very good. The effect of speed after menopause is disastrous. It will destroy your life. And that's enough news for now. I'm Travis T. Hipp. On the Pig on the Radio, none of the foregoing commentaries and opinions have in any way reflected reality as perceived by this station, its management, owners, sponsors, or staff. but are solely the responsibility of myself and Cabal News Services.
Meet Ellen Sherman, Cleveland housewife and mother.
Hi, I'm a nuclear physicist and commissioner of consumer affairs. In my spare time, I do needlepoint, read, sculpt, take riding lessons, and brush up on my knowledge of current events. Thursday's my day at the daycare center, and then there's my work with the deaf. But I still have time left over to do all my own baking and practice my backhand, even though I'm on call 24 hours a day as a legal aid.
How does Ellen Sherman do it all? She's smart. She takes Speed, the tiny blue diet pill you don't have to be overweight to need.
And then I collect these paper bags, and I have them right here, all folded and everything, in case anyone needs a paper bag, I have one.
Yes, Speed.
Because I fold them neatly, you know, I don't fold them just any old way.
Why not ask your family doctor for a prescription today? And when that runs out, you can ask your neighbor's doctor, and your mother's doctor, and your college roommate's doctor, and your best friend from high school's doctor. And your babysitter.
You're definitely listening to The Pig, KPIG, Freedom, California, 107.5 FM.